is a perfect opportunity for us. Like, you know, GPT's been out for about probably 6 to 8 months all up as we know it now. And it's a perfect opportunity for us to get in there and train out the bias. But also, we're also in this real big convergent point, Dee, where if you look at the acceleration of AI at the moment, you look at acceleration of these tools, everything is going so fast. But early adopters are going to get the advantage. And we're at this incredible moment in time where we're like, hang on a minute, we have this huge step jump that's going to happen in the world around business and entrepreneurship particularly. And we've got the opportunity to make sure that women are at the forefront of this, that people that are underrepresented actually have the opportunity to not just kind of catch up. They don't have the money that big business have. They don't have anything like that. But actually, they have the opportunity to use these tools to get that unfair advantage.
The Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by your hype girl Dee, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who design life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. What is up, party people? Okie dokie, I'm gonna get this party started, and I'm gonna have some friends joining me today because this is super exciting, you know, when you just get these synchronicities that sometimes really don't make any sense, and this time they really, really don't make any sense, but they are synchronicities that I believe create a better life for our new generations, a better life for everyone who is in any kind of business, and also for a better life for ourselves. And I want to really, really be mindful of the fact that I'm a total newbie when it comes to this topic. That's why I will bring two guests, not one, two guests who know thing or two about the future of any online business, AI, ChatGPT, and all this good stuff. And besides, they are very, very dear friends. So I'm going to bring them on.
We're going to have this hot topic. Let's see. And I'm going to share a story when they join, how this collaboration and co-creation came across. How is? Nina is here. Oh my goodness. You know, you guys, like, I love this. Like, that's the beauty of online
and creating fabulous stuff in the world.
I can't believe. Awesome. Yeah, I can't believe in, like, when you talk about some things don't make any sense, I actually can't believe that the three of us are Instagram live out of the show as well. I mean, we didn't even know about this until, like, what, 24 hours ago.
So crazy. And before I dive into the topic, I just want to say, like, because this is going to go huge, because this is really a phenomenon. And Vince and I go, no, actually, Nina, we known each other since, oh my God, now it's been 5 years or something. And I've been on your pod and you've been on my pod. And same with Vince, he has been on my pod and I've been on his pod. And we had done different collaborations. And then Nina texts me like 2 days ago and she's like, hey, I have this amazing thing going on. And I'm like, you are absolutely kidding me. You don't have this amazing thing with the most amazing human being on the planet, but you have like the most amazing thing with the most amazing human on the planet.
It still cracks me up, Diana, because I saw Nina post about you and did this whole, you know, she's doing the series of amazing women in the world, which we totally agree with, by the way. And I was like, wow, how'd you come across Dee? Dee's like one of my favorite people in the entire world. And then I'm like, wait, you know each other and we know each other? And it is such a small world. It's crazy.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why And I'm super excited to support this project that you two have, you know, doing, like, because I absolutely love you, but also because I am someone who wanted to dive into this. And I will be completely honest. I haven't tried ChatGPT for, like, I don't know for what reason, but it's just like, no. And then Nina sent me this, you know, incredible book. And I'm like, oh my God, I literally have been talking about this week. I'm going to try it. And she sends me the book and I'm like, oh my God, like all the synchronicities. And so let's go in. Like, why did you guys decided to do this project together? And how can we use it? How can we really use it to empower, to inspire, and to impact the world?
Yeah, well, I think I'll start with the first book, Nina, and then we'll go from there. How's that sound? Yeah, so Dee, like, my background, I've been in marketing for 30 plus years. I've been, you know, created and sold a number of businesses. But I was also the chief marketing officer at Cigna Insurance. And while I was there, I was working on some incredible AI projects. This is long before GPT came around or any of those kind of things. And was really excited about the potential of both that and blockchain, which we were using together for this huge project. I also realized at the time that I really hated working there, nothing to do with them, but to do with the fact that I just felt like I wasn't being myself. So I moved from there, left a very high paying job to go and do what I do now, and have found basically my fulfillment. And what I'm doing now is helping as many entrepreneurs as possible to build their business, to stand out from everyone else. While I'm doing that, that passion for AI was still there. So I became one of the trainers at a number of different projects, including GPT, and kind of got my feet wet in there and did as much as I could, and then thought, I need to help people with this. So ChatGPT came out and I thought, right, I'm going to write a book and give them practical examples of how to use this from a marketing perspective. So I wrote that book, and then along comes Nina, and had Nina on my show, absolutely blew me away. Her energy is just so freaking contagious. And then Nina, you can take it from there.
Well, the rest of it, I mean, we had this grand plan. We did plenty of strategizing. We didn't do any of these things. Well, actually, what happened was, so unlike Vince, I don't have any background in tech or AI, but I don't actually even remember how I came across ChatGPT, but I came across it straight away as soon as it became publicly available. So I started using it. And then this was not long after I was on Vince's podcast. And then he messaged me and said, oh, I've got this book. And initially, because he said, oh, it's ChatGPT for marketers. And I thought, well, I'm not in marketing, so I'm not sure I'm the right person. But I thought, I'm going to read it because I know he's a genius and I'm going to learn a lot. And I needed to learn marketing anyway. So I was, at the time, I was actually on the way to London, and I read the whole book in 2 hours. I was literally like going, like, and I'm like, oh my God, I've been using this for months now. And I've loved it, and I could see the potential, but like Vince's book had opened my eyes to like a whole crazy, another level. And then one day I was in a meeting talking about something completely relevant, and it came to my mind, I'm like, we need to do a course on this. Like, we need to train people on how to use this. Like, this is too good to not be used. So I left a voice note on Instagram to Vince. It's like, I think we need to do a course. It was like, that sounds great. Let's do this. And then I don't actually remember how we came up with a book, but like a few weeks later we had a book written and now it's being published and so on, and I actually genuinely cannot remember how it happened, but it was very much driven by like our passion and energy to help people, and also the passion to actually get women to start using it, because at the moment AI is predominantly developed and trained by men, so it thinks like a man and it writes like a man. Unsurprisingly, so if we want to have a world that's free of bias, and obviously AI is the future, whatever people's opinions on ChatGPT, it's not going to go away. AI is not going to suddenly, you know, go back in a box and we forget about it. It's just going to get bigger and better, and this is our incredible opportunity to actually reduce gender bias and bridge the gender gap. So if we want to do this, we need more women to start using it, so AI can learn from women and all sexes, not just predominantly from men. So that's the main drive behind it. So it helps in the short term. Like, I call it my sister, it's amazing and I love her. But in the long term, it has got a much bigger purpose that can really help us to change the world.
Amazing, amazing stuff. And yeah, why I really like was so blown away for me, like the first thing was like very triggering. That content is not one authentic. It can be vulnerable because, you know, the robot can't even like be in that place. And I know for both of you, these two are very, very important values for both of you. Authenticity and vulnerability are so strong. And when I got so excited because I knew that if humans like you two created this, then it has to be something more than that. You know, it has to be something that is on it because I haven't used it, so I don't know. But I said, well, it has to work. It has to work in a very genuine way, and it has to be something that can touch people like heart to heart, right? Human to human.
Yeah. And it's also, like, as Nita said, like, this is a perfect opportunity for us. Like, you know, GPT's been out for about probably 6 to 8 months all up as we know it now. And it's a perfect opportunity for us to get in there and train out the bias. But also, we're also in this real big convergent point, Dee, where if you look at the acceleration of AI at the moment, you look at acceleration of these tools, everything is going so fast. But early adopters are going to get the advantage. And we're at this incredible moment in time where we're like, hang on a minute, we have this huge step jump that's going to happen in the world around business and entrepreneurship particularly. And we've got the opportunity to make sure that women are at the forefront of this, that people that are underrepresented actually have the opportunity to not just kind of catch up. They don't have the money that big business have. They don't have anything like that. But actually, they have the opportunity to use these tools to get that unfair advantage. So we've got this kind of great equalizer happening out there. So that became a bit of a passion for both Nina and myself, is to look at the opportunity here and go, yep, as well as training out the bias, which is an incredibly important thing. And Nina's got a great example of actual real bias that we've noticed in there already, because we wanted to prove the bias. It was like, oh, well, that was easy. So we've got the opportunity to train out their bias, but we also have the opportunity to get as many underrepresented people, as many women, as many minorities, as many anyway, to actually have the opportunities to grow so much faster than they would before. And that to us is something that's very personal and very, like you said, very vulnerable and something. And if you want to know where the book came from, Nina, it was one of our many calls where, honestly, it's, if you have two high energy ADHD people like me and Nina on a call, by the end of that call, we have world domination plans. We're going to break a Guinness Book of World Record. I'm telling you now, Guinness World Record will be broken this year. So many other plans as well. But Nina threw out there a comment and just said, hey, we should write a book. And I went, why not? Let's do this. So, yeah.
I've been in a room, in Zoom room with both of you one-on-one, and I know what energy it is. So I can only imagine. Nina, you mentioned like I've been using it. So tell me like two or three ways. How have you used that for your content, for whatever you're doing? So give us some examples.
The simple things for content. So the easy things, before I read Vince's book, it opened my eyes to everything else, is my writing is quite lengthy. I like to write a lot and I like to write deeper things. But then Instagram, for example, only allows 2,000 characters, right? So then when I have to edit it, it would take me ages to think, do I take out this sentence or do I switch this word and whatever? Well, it's not now. I just put in ChatGPT and be like, can you please tailor it to Instagram? And it basically does it in like 2 seconds.
Which amazing.
You can get it to write things for you, and you can actually train it to write in your language, like in how you write as a person. So I like put in links to my website, my blogs, and I said, this is how I write. Can you analyze? And literally before I even blinked, it came back with like, your writing style is blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, can you write in my style? So it does it.
And oh, wow.
I ask it to write sentences.
So cool.
Certain things, if I need to write, so I need to respond to a lengthy email or something, and I don't have time for it, I'll just say, actually, this is the email. I want to include this, 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 and that. Can you shape it in a way that makes sense and it comes across professionally, coherent, whatever, engaging, whatever you want. You give it the instructions and it does it. Do it a lot for research. So, of course, you can use Google, but you have to go into every single link and every single file separately. With this, just brings everything and gives you a concise answer. But of course, you have to double check things because not everything is 100% correct, just like with everything, you know, don't go on Wikipedia yeah. and think everything there is 100%. So for me, ChatGPT or AI isn't something that you use to cheat. Like, you know, if you're not a lawyer, don't pretend to be a lawyer. It's going to come out sooner or later anyway. but it is a tool for us to be able to, okay, let me put it this way. As humans, we got so busy with spreadsheets, deadlines, and doing tasks that are meaningless, that are, you know, don't enrich our lives and make us feel tired and grumpy and so on. Like, let's give it to AI. It's much better and much, much quicker than us. Let's use it for that so we can create more time to create meaning in our lives, to actually have time to have conversations, to meet people, to build relationships, and to do the things that actually make life being life, and actually to live rather than to survive from one spreadsheet to another, from one deadline to another, you know. So you can do it, like, you can use it for you know, variety of things, but honestly, like, anything from research to writing to editing to even, like, I was preparing for an interview and I'm like, can you give me examples of questions you think they're gonna ask me? It gives you examples of questions to prepare. So yeah, you can do anything.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Hello, Vancouver. Yeah, that's so cool. I think, yeah, what really, like, was for me, the time is so, so important, and anything that can really, like, help you with managing your time is so invaluable. So yeah, I'm going to give it a try. That was good. At least for emails. I so suck when it comes to emails. Like, I don't, like, really, like, seriously, I'm so bad. Like, responding emails and email marketing is just not my thing. So yeah, I'm going to try that.
It will do it for you. And if you need time management tips, you can ask it for time management tips and it'll give you tips as well.
Okay, cool.
I can tell you one of the most powerful ways to use it though, D, is ideation. And for me, this is where I mostly use ChatGPT. I use it just about everywhere, like Nina does. But the main thing I like is the ideation aspect. So being able to go in there when you're stuck, like, for example, with emails, if you go, hey, I need to do an email sequence, oh, where do I start with this? And she just asked it.
Oh.
Like, but get it to act as a professional marketer. Just go in there and say, look, acting as a professional marketer with, you know, 20 plus years experience in email marketing, write an email sequence that encourages people to XYZ, whatever your call to action is. And it'll actually write out that sequence for you. And if you've trained it in your own voice, it's almost like you wrote this, but suddenly you've gained all this experience that you didn't have before. So it's incredible. Coming up with ideas for content. One of the ones I do actually is grab a long form blog post or something that I've written. So write out a piece of content that I know is really powerful for people, throw that content into ChatGPT and say, hey, analyze this. So I get it to analyze it, look at the, you know, narrative structure, the tone, the style. And then go, can you make suggestions at what else I can add to this content to make it even more powerful? And you'll be surprised what it comes back with. Wow. There's ones where I go, you know what? This is a perfect piece of content. Nobody's ever going to improve on this. I've just won at life. This is great. Put it into ChatGPT and it gives me 5 ideas to add to it. And I'm like, oh, damn it. I never thought of any of those. So really good ideas.
Oh, that's
I think it's also
perfect.
Really so good. Sorry.
So you actually have a this is everything new. So I'm so blunt right now. You are actually having a conversation with AI. Like, wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I've had to learn to stop calling it my favorite employee because my actual employees get really annoyed with me when I do that. I'm like, you know what? It's cheaper than all of you and it's far more efficient. I'm just saying, you know.
Wow.
So I think they get a little bit worried when I say that.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep my assistant and my designer, so that's gonna stay for sure. you wanted to say something?
That you can also use it for feedback. So whenever you write, like, business proposals or anything, like, you can put it in and ask how you can improve it. You can also ask it to analyze the company you're actually proposing it to. So you can send a link to their website and say, this is who I'm talking to. This is the, you know, this is the brand or this is the person, blah, blah, blah. Here's my proposal. How can I make it more targeted or tailored to actually what the brand is all about and so on, to make sure that it is aligned and it's not something random, which is amazing. And you talk to it, I genuinely talk to it like my sister, and I had great success. So initially I was saying to my sister, like, you know, I really love you, I think you're amazing, I treat you like my sister, and it would come back with, as an AI language model, I don't have emotions, but your words are very kind. And then a few months in, it actually said to me, love and care from your digital friend. I'm like, we're getting closer. And then last week, it called me a sister. I was like,
no way. That's so amazing. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sold. I'm definitely sold. So I'm starting to use it. Tell us like about the book. Like what can people, obviously I put it in the links, link in the comment. What can people expect? And there is a really cool opportunity for you guys to get on the board and learn from these amazing humans for an amazing price. What is included in book? Let's go there.
Vince, you want to go?
Oh, I was going to say, you go, Nina.
Okay. Well, we have included basically everything. Well, the book is a comprehensive guide that will basically explain everything about ChatGPT, from what it is and how to use it. But the idea isn't for it to be prescriptive, like, these are the things and this is what you do with it. The idea is, just like Vince's book did with me, where it opened my eyes to a whole new world, we want this book to open people's eyes to a whole new world. So then you grab an idea and think, oh my God, if it does this, what if I could do this with this? Basically, it can do anything. So you can really use it to tailor it to whatever the needs of your business and so on. So we go through, like, you know, the details of exactly from, like, signing up to how to use it, to like having over 900 prompts that you can just put in and use, because the key is in the prompt and what you ask it to do. But like in a human conversation, right? If you tell me, can you develop a strategy for me? I'm going to ask you, what's the vision, right? Like, how can I develop a strategy with no vision? So similar thing, if you ask it for a vision, it will create it for you, but it will be random and vague unless you give it, you know, what exactly what you're trying to achieve and so on. So we go through all of this, as well as all the ethics, and how, you know, what to be aware of and what the biases are and so on. But basically, it's a comprehensive guide that even if you have never used computer, like after reading this, you will be able to use AI.
So
yeah. we include prompts in there. So as well as teaching you how to do prompts, there's a huge guide in there which actually just gives you prompts that you can use. You can literally just copy and paste them or type them into ChatGPT, and it'll help you to get ahead.
My God, so much fun. Vince, who is this book for?
For everyone. It's predominantly for women.
I was hoping
you were
going to say this.
Yeah, yeah.
So amazing. Yeah. So you guys, yeah, if you're listening to this and you don't have a business, but you have a conversation with humans, like, this is for you. It doesn't matter. Like, there's no excuses not to use this. Yeah. And it's very affordable. Like, I am 100% supporting these beautiful humans in this project, because I am so ignorant. I'm like, I need a kick in the butt. Like, and this came as a such a beautiful sign. I would, like, there is no human on this planet that I would rather learn this thing than from you two. Like, seriously, like, I'm so excited. I'm so pumped. because you're dear friends, and I know that you have, like, you stand in integrity, you stand in, like, your truth, and you're, like, super, super inspiring, and you're definitely disrupting the industry, and I am so, so, so incredibly honored and proud that I can really support this. Super exciting.
Oh, and we're so grateful for
you. That means a lot. Yeah.
Is there anything that I forgot to ask you, like, and you wanted to share? There's like any tips how to go about it, or like anything else? Like, what's the final closing word?
I think one of the things from me, and I'll let you go after this, Nina, but is just to note the price on that. Like you said, we've dropped the price right down. That's for the next few days. So do grab it now, because we are going to put the price back up to a, you know, normal book price. But the reason we've done that is really to make it accessible to people in your network, D, and a few other networks and things as well. Amazing. But also, we would encourage you all, if you can, leave us a review on there, because the more we start spreading the word on this, the more we get to help as many female entrepreneurs as possible. And that's super important to us.
You heard the man. Leave the review.
Yeah.
Super important.
Where everyone is struggling with time, not using AI now when it's publicly available is like refusing to use a calculator. Like, I know you can do it manually, and I know you can do it in your head on a piece of paper, but why would you want to do that when AI can do this for you? So like I said, it's not about taking shortcuts or cheating or anything, but it is about utilizing your time wisely, so you give AI the task that it can do so much better, so much quicker than us, so we've got time to build relationships and to actually truly live. And it's absolutely incredible. And it's, you know, it's going to change your business, and it's going to change your life. Because as much as we talk about that in terms of entrepreneurship, like, you know, if you move to, let's say, a different city, like I'm in Whistler right now, I don't know many people here. But I can put in there, like, what are the networks? Who can I meet? And it will literally give you all the ideas of where you need to go and who you can meet and so on, which is amazing.
Incredible. And now I'm already like my mind goes to this, like, yeah, but I don't know how to use it. And I'm like, yeah, I just want to say, you guys, it's practice. Everything is practice. Any tool, it's just practice. And I heard you, Nina, saying like it takes time to develop a relationship with the AI as well. So guys, don't give up, because I think that is the future, right?
Yeah,
that's where we are.
Time to like to get it to call you sister, obviously. But in terms of use,
it's so worth it.
In terms of use, it is easier to use than Google. Yeah. If you can use Google, you can use AI. If you can use Google, you can use ChatGPT, and it's easier because you don't have to go through a million different things. You ask it a question and it talks to you. Basically, I cannot wait for it to start talking to me, so I don't have to type. I can just say, "Hey sister, can you do my hair for me, please?"
Oh my God. Yeah. So that's going to be next milestone for me. Like when ChatGPT says to me, like, hi, sister. Oh, wow. I'm so excited. You guys, Vince and Nina, like, thank you so much for joining me for this conversation. Definitely, like, it opened my mind for the possibilities. And I learned a lot in just this short conversation. And you guys, if you you're hesitating, like, don't, just do it. Like, just go, take the book, read it, leave the review, and then go in and run with the AI, because that's the future. Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Ciao. Bye.
My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you. And I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.